Come here. Come all the way. Stay right there. So we were talking about in that sermon illustration about how sometimes you have to look back and see how far God has already brought you. So salvation means I am not what I once was. How many can say that? I am not what I once was. But the same time you raise your right hand, how many of you could lift your left hand and say, but I'm not what I want to be? That's you. You are what I want to be. Okay? And I chose you because you're much better looking than him to be what I want to be. And so we talked about living in the gap. And so what I expect when I hear about salvation, you know, like in a wedding ceremony, they say, and the two will become one flesh. Notice, they will become. They will become, but it's not going to happen there at the ceremony. It's going to happen in the kitchen when we're trying to decide who does the dishes. They won't help me preach. They just want to go to heaven. When we all get to heaven. Awesome. But in the meantime, here I am, and I'm not living in paradise. I'm living in process. Help me preach, please, or I will leave this stage right now. I don't need to know the third point. I know it already. And here I am in the middle. And I look back, and it's awesome because I'm not what I was. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. I am not what I was. And I found out that if I will walk with God, he will change me and conform me to the image of Christ. Now, my expectation is, watch this, that as I move toward God's purpose for my life, as I get closer and closer to God, that this gap will shrink. Guess what? Let me show you something. The Bible says that when they recognized Jesus in the process, when he broke the bread and gave the bread, watch what happened next. Can we go back to Luke 24, 31? The moment they recognized him, he disappeared from their sight. So this is what happens, and this is going to explain a lot of why you don't feel like a good Christian, why you don't feel like you're growing. Don't get me wrong. Salvation is a gift. But it is a gift that you must grow into. My expectation is that as I walk with God, and as I make decisions to follow him, and I make decisions to eliminate certain things from my life that are causing me to drain energy and focus that could be applied toward my purpose, that this gap behind me will get bigger and the gap in front of me will get smaller. But guess what God does? When you take a step, when you make a move, when I step, you step. Watch this. God moves too. You're going to love this gold digger. See, in my mind, the goal was, stay right there, that this gap goes away. Here's what God knows. If you think that you have arrived, arrogance is sure to follow. So what God is going to do, I need to do this. This is version 2.0. God is going to make sure that as you grow, when I step, you step. The gap stays. So you look back and you say, oh, look, I'm moving forward. But you look forward and it doesn't feel like you've gone anywhere. But I want to let you know, you're right where you need to be. See, you need grace for both gaps. Here it is. The same grace that created this gap between where I was and where I am is the grace I need. I step, you step. To keep moving forward. So God says to everyone who's in the middle of something right now, in the middle of change, in the middle of process, in the middle of becoming, in the middle of a storm, in the middle of the fire, you step by step. Keep stepping. Step. Stay in the middle. Step. Stay in faith. Step. Stay in courage. Step. Stay blessed. Stay in my hand. Stay in the storm. I'm with you in the fire. God is in the middle. I'm in the middle. I need both gaps. I need a gap that makes me grateful and a gap that makes me grow. So y'all better sit down. I got to start closing, and I want to preach about these gaps. I don't know why it is that we think that the first gap is the grace of God and the second gap is anything but. The same grace that did that will do this. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. So the disciples get where they're going, to Emmaus. And God says, oh, you thought that was the final stop? No. It's just the middle. Oh, man, if you could see your life like God sees your life. You ain't give up in the middle. The good stuff happens in the middle. I love Netflix because I can just pause it. And sometimes if the tension is real high in a show, I'll pause it, not to stop it, but I want to see where we're at on the timeline. Now, here's what I know. If there's unresolved conflict in the show, I want to know, wait a minute, how much time is left? Because if we're still in the middle, come on, somebody, your dream is not over. Your purpose is not finished. This is not the end. It's just the middle. We know what the disciples didn't know. We know the cross isn't the end. We know the grave isn't its final destination. It's just the middle. It's just the middle. The gift is in the middle. The goal is in the middle. I press toward the mark, forgetting what is behind. I will not quit in the middle. Encourage somebody next to you. It's just the middle. It's just the middle. This is just the middle. This is not the end. It's just the middle. And I think it is significant that when they reached Emmaus and Jesus revealed his presence through the scars that he suffered for their salvation, he disappeared so that they would turn around. And when they got to the place they thought they were going, they found out. Surprise. Look at verse 32. They got up and they start talking to each other. And they said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us in the middle, on the road, as we went, in the middle? That's where you get it. That's where you grow. That's where he shows up, in the middle. In the middle of the night, when it's just you and Pastor Pillow, and nobody left a text, you will hear his voice in the middle. Whoever this is for, and whatever you're in the middle of, I want you to look at the cross again. Because the Bible says that what they thought was the end, Emmaus, where they intended to stay in disappointment and eat some bread and go to bed, once they saw who was with them all along and realized what had been happening along the road,
that seemed to them trivial in something as mundane as a 7-mile walk. They turned around, they got up, and they returned at once to Jerusalem. And you thought this series, 7-Mile Miracle, was about the first 7 miles. And you thought salvation was just about God getting you out. But the second 7 miles is when you turn back around and stop running from what God saved you out of and start running toward what God saved you for. And they got up at once in a moment and returned to Jerusalem. This may be the strongest message on salvation that God has ever given me. Because when I looked at the cross where he died, and I realized that he died on a hill called Golgotha, which is the place of the skull in Aramaic, and on one side of him was one thief, and on one side of him was another. And the cross that brought our salvation was right there in the middle. I realized that the way that he died is symbolic of the way that I now live. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I now live. It is here now. If you're looking for the grace of God, don't look to your deathbed. And don't look to your past. He is the great I am. If you're looking for the grace of God, put your eyes on that middle cross between two thieves. On your left, you'll see your past. On your right, you'll see your future. But don't look at your past. You're not going that way. And don't even worry about your future. God is already there. If you're looking for the grace of God, it's in the middle. I need somebody to praise God right here, right now, for his grace in the middle. He is with me in the middle. He is with me in the middle. And maybe, stand please, maybe it's not about God getting me out. Maybe the reason he died is because he wanted to get in. Your faith is hanging between two thieves. What was is gone. What will be is unknown. If you're looking for the grace of God, if you're looking for the glory of God, the glory is in the middle. I know it's in the middle. Because when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got thrown in the fire, God didn't get them out of the fire. But late at night, when the flames were at their highest, 7 times hotter than they normally were, because they would not bow before the Babylonian king. The scripture says that a fourth man went in the furnace with the three who were thrown in. God didn't get them out. He got in the middle with them.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.